Hi. Thank God you answered. Please say that you are not at the restaurant right now. Ugh, I am so sorry. I'm actually on a plane about to take off for Australia. Listen, I'm so sorry. This is what I live for. I travel. This is what I do, okay? I'm really sorry. I'm not going to be able to make it. But you should take the reservation and enjoy the dinner for yourself. I'm really sorry. I have to go.
Hey, you were supposed to meet up with Britt, right? This is probably really weird, but, I'm her sister, and she had told me about you and told me about this, and then she also told me about her flight to Brisbane. So, she said you were really nice and you were really cute and you were funny and you guys got along great, and I felt really terrible that she was doing this to you. So I just wanted to come and say if you wanted to enjoy the restaurant, I would be more than happy to eat with you, or I don't know. I just felt really, really bad she was kind of ghosting you. But if you don't, I understand. I can't believe she got a reservation at this place. I've been wanting to come here for months, but of course, Britt got the reservation. Yeah, I just didn't want you to be alone on Valentine's Day. I just feel bad. She's always been like this. But, hi. I'm Bella. Yeah, our parents really liked the bees, apparently. it's very lovely to meet you, though. She was right. You are very charming, especially for someone who has just stood up, literally right outside the restaurant. I'm really sorry she did that. Would you maybe want to just go in and have a nice dinner with a stranger on Valentine's Day? Really? Okay, awesome. I've really been wanting to try this place, so you're doing me a huge favor. Yes, totally. Let's go. Let's go in. Let's sit. Thank you for opening the door. Such a gentleman. Yes, let's go find the table. It should be under Britt's name. Ooh, they really set up these tables for romance. Well, it is Valentine's Day. I think I know what I want to eat. I know, I haven't looked at a menu, but I have been dying to try this place. Dying. I've looked up this menu probably 50 times, so I know exactly what I want. They have this. Oh, it's supposedly like heaven in your mouth. Just this Alfredo that is... Oh, I've heard legend about it. I have to try it. So that is what I'm gonna get. Yes, I've heard the food is, oh, it's supposed to be magical, incredible. Oh, I can't believe I'm here right now. So, besides everything else, how has your day been? Good. Good. My day? My day was good. I mean, I hung out with my sister, and then I helped her pack, and then I took her to the airport, and then I came here. So, can't complain. If I wasn't here, I would probably just be sitting on my couch in my pajamas, eating chocolates that I bought myself. So, I have to say, this is much better than what I had planned. So, what is it you do for work? Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more. That's cool. And do you like it? That's good. Well, you know what they say. If you love your job, you'll never truly work a day in your life. Right? That's how it goes. Me, I am a librarian. I run the city library. Oh yeah, it's more than just putting books on a shelf and checking them out. It's organizing events for the community, outreach for schools, outreach for foster kid programs, and getting adoption events for humans and animals. And it truly is just such community work. I love it. I really feel like I'm helping people. I love helping people. It's what I want to do forever if I can, but... We'll see what pays the bills. Do you live here? Travel a lot. Do I travel a lot? I mean, I take a vacation once a year if I can manage it, but now I'm usually pretty much here. I'm here. This is my home. This is where I stay. Yes, no. Britt has always been a wild child, going off everywhere, head in La La Land. It's her world and we all just live in it. But we love her for it all the same. Yeah, she's always going off somewhere. And it's great. She's a great person. She's just not very good at commitment. And that's just her thing. No judgment or anything. Just doesn't work for everybody. I'm glad that this worked out the way it did, though. I'm having fun getting to know you so far. Okay, let's say we were at the movies. Are you going a sweet snack or a salty snack? For me, it would have to be, depends. If I'm seeing a movie at night, get something sweet. But if I'm seeing a movie and the sun is still out, then it's salty. I don't know why, I just, that's how it works. It works for me. It makes the system work. And then if I'm seeing a movie and the sun is still out, and then I leave, I'll buy candy on the way out. Because candy, I don't know, candy is like an evening thing for me. Salties throughout the day, and then like anything sweet is, it's once the sun goes down. It's a party then. I don't know. Sweets get consumed at night, which is probably really bad, and I know that. But it's just my guilty pleasure. Ice cream is what gets me. Oh, I love ice cream. I could eat ice cream forever, and I'd marry ice cream. But it would be a toxic relationship because I feel like I'd get like a lot of brain freezes. I think I'll have to go classic and say my favorite is chocolate. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think I'm going to be a little boring and go with the classic. But I love, 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 love sherbet ice cream. That's always good. Or daiquiri ice. That's good too. Ooh, but okay, I lied. It's not classic chocolate. It's world-class chocolate. That's my favorite ice cream flavor. Mm-hmm. That's my final answer. What's your favorite ice cream? Okay, but what if they're out? What do you get then? It's a hard choice. Okay, wait, I see it. That's a good choice. Okay, and then do you get any toppings? Ooh. See, for me, unless it's specifically frozen yogurt and from a frozen yogurt place, I'm no toppings. Ice cream is the main dish. I don't need any other sides. That she shines on her own. The ice cream doesn't need any help. But if we're getting froyo, I usually always get, like, okay, here's my secret to froyo. I like to get cake batter ice cream or froyo to start with. And then if you mix the cake batter ice cream with any other flavor, you automatically get that flavor plus cake batter. So it's like, if you mix it with chocolate, you get chocolate cake batter. And then I usually, since it's cake batter, I put cookie dough in there. And that's usually my go-to for toppings. But I don't know. There's definitely no gummies involved for me. It makes it a little too chewy. But I think that would be the only case in which toppings are allowed. But no judgment. Toppings are such a fair game. I just take my ice cream very, very seriously. There's a whole system. Cannot be messed with. Oh yeah, I was actually told growing up that I am never allowed to eat ice cream on a first date because I get it everywhere. I don't know what it is. I really don't. Even if I sit there and eat it slowly and carefully, it ends up everywhere. So my rule in life is no ice cream on first dates. So I hate to disappoint you, but there will be no ice cream for me tonight. No. That's like a date 5 type of thing. I guess you're right. I guess we need 4 more dates for you to see it. You are having a nice time? Ah, good. Good. I'm having a nice time as well. A really good time. Thank you for letting the night be what it is. So, what are your goals for the future? I mean, you don't have to know, but any ideas which direction you want to head? Yeah. That's nice. That's cute. No, that's super cute. For me, I don't know exactly. See, I used to be like a giant marriage hater. Like, I used to be like, I'd never get married. I'll never get married. And I don't know, something changed, and all of a sudden, I feel very like, I'm excited to get married. I want to get married, and I want to have my person, my partner, my mans, and I want to have just a life. I want to live my life and experience it with someone who gets me and understands me. And I don't know. I don't have any particularly huge dreams or goals I wish to accomplish. I like the little life I live here. I think I just want someone to share it with. You know, I think there's little bits of magic in all the little mundane pieces of life, and I just want to share the magic. As cringy as that is. That's my honest answer. So, yeah, I just want to experience love and life and all that that has to offer. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Good evening, folks. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is James. I'm going to be taking care of you this evening. Can I start you two off with something to drink?
Hi. Yes. Can I get a... Don't judge me. I don't drink. Can I get a Shirley Temple?
Great. I'll have those right out.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I don't drink usually. It's not usually my thing. I don't know. I just never really did it, if I'm being brutally honest. Wow, I really can't believe we ended up staying until the restaurant closed. But at least we're not the only couple who did. Or pair of people, sorry. Not a couple. Even though I did have truly a marvelous time tonight. I know that all of this started off pretty weird and rocky and totally non-traditional, but I would really, really like to do this again sometime, if you want to do it again. You would? Okay, perfect. Can I get your number? So I can, you know, text you about another date? Perfect. I will call you. Text me. I will text you when, I'll text you now, and then, I'll text you when I get home, and then you can also text me when you get home. Just to make sure you make it home safe, okay? Okay, perfect. I will be seeing you. Okay, I'm sorry. I just... Before we go our separate ways, this went really well, right? Okay. Can I... This might be a bit forward, but it's Valentine's Day. We had a great time. Can I kiss you? Yeah? Okay. Okay. thank you for that. I have to go. I will see you, talk to you later. Bye. Happy Valentine's Day.